NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? Radio CUC English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news from China and the world. I'm Liu Shijin.
And I'm Xu Jingtian. Today is Monday, March 21st, the second week of this term.
Here's the roundup of the latest news coming up next 30 minutes.
On March 11th, the activity Paint Your Kite was held in the hall of Zhongnan Apartment by the Department of Life and Equity of the Students Union of CUC.
In this way, we advocate the idea of environmental protection, and we really hope that, after taking part in this activity, students can build up the consciousness of environmental protection in this hopeful spring.
Fu Ying talked about Su Chao's policies and laws in the fourth session of the 12th MPC meeting.
A two-step approach will be taken. The first one is to formulate the general provisions of civil law, and the second is to conduct a comprehensive consolidation of all civil laws.
On March the 12th, in Ohio, the U.S., Republican presidential candidate Trump faced a violent confrontation.
So, folks, here's what happens. I will call up Kerry, the president. I guess I have to do it myself, but I know it's not...
And comments on fake products.
Well, the March 15th has just passed, which is known as the International Consumers' Rights Day. Well, we're both aware that in China, there's still a long way to go for us to protect the consumers' right here in our society, and especially in terms of the online shopping.
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
On March the 11th, the activity Paint Your Kite was held in the hall of Zhongnan Apartment by the Department of Life and Equity of the Students' Union of CUC. Students painted their own paper kites. It was the day before the tree planting day, and this activity does have its special meaning and attraction. Our correspondent Yang Shuang was there.
As this kind of activity of delivering kites is held on our campus for the first time, what's the significance of starting such an activity?
We made students paint their own kites through this activity, and in order to get a free paper kite, they must bring more than 2 used paper boxes and all over 5 waste plastic water bottles. In this way, we advocate the idea of environmental protection, and we really hope that, after taking part in this activity, students can build up the consciousness of environmental protection in this hopeful spring.
Throughout the day, there has been so many students sitting here painting their own paper kites. So what attracted them to come, and how did they feel doing this activity?
Yesterday, someone has come to our dormitory and told us we could exchange ways for kites through this activity, and we do want to have a try. Recently, the sun is shining, the wind is blowing, and we do feel like flying a kite. What's more, you can even design your own kite with pens provided free of charge. This motivates my desire to create something. It will feel good during the whole process of drawing the rabbits, the fox in the movie Zootopia.
It seemed that our students have boundless creative power, and during the activity, so many excellent works have been created. And let's listen to the organizer's opinion on this.
All the students have tried their best to make their own kites as beautiful as possible, and their efforts paid off. For lots of passengers were amazed at the work we put on display in the end.
Okay, that's all the information I got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Yang Shuang. It seems that this kind of activity can not only encourage the students to utilize their creativity, but also lead them to a green and environmentally friendly life. Hope more such activities can be held.
from March 12th to March 15th. The second round of the special art-oriented examinations took place in CUC. This year is known as the toughest year for special art-oriented examinations, since a competency-oriented written exam is added to test students' comprehensive qualities. Our correspondent Liu Shijing was there.
The art-oriented exam is really the intense competition. What does our teacher think of the competition?
Only through this way can it conform with the personnel selection requirements of our school, as well as the demands for future employment. Well, we are going to test our subjects like Chinese, English, and some basic humanity knowledge. But I think that students should improve their professional qualities. They are also supposed to hold on to the general knowledge courses.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, Studio.
Thank you, Shijing. There were 1,210 students taking part in the written test in total. As for the final list of acceptance, the school will consider both the general knowledge score and specialized course score. The increasing standards for special art-oriented exam reflect the university's having an urgent demand for comprehensive talents.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. The spokesperson for the fourth session of the 12th National People's Congress meeting, Fu Ying, took questions from journalists on March the 11th. She talked about the challenges in implementing China's two-child policy. She said the new law was timely and proper, but the one-child policy also had a unique significance to China.
A two-step approach will be taken. The first one is to formulate the general provisions of civil law, and the second is to conduct a comprehensive consolidation of all civil laws. Now a draft on the general provisions is up and ready for public consultation. From what I heard before this press conference, it will be ready and submitted to the Standing Committee of the NPC for deliberation in June.
The one-child policy has been in place for over 30 years, and it takes time to finish. During the formulation of this law and of this policy, the government attached great importance to the continuity of this policy. We need to follow different methods for different cases. For families who have left their only child at home, the country's policy towards them will remain intact, and the award practiced under the previous policy for families with only one child will not be cancelled.
The head of China's National Development and Reform Commission, Xu Shaoshi, said on the 14th of March that supply-side structural reforms need innovation as the world pins hope on technological revolution and industrial transformation to revitalize the economy.
The United States is implementing the return of manufacturing. Germany is focusing on Industry 4.0, and other countries are doing the same. This trend coincides with China's innovation-driven strategy. It offers an opportunity for us, and we should catch up with them.
There is an opportunity for China's economy to transform from resource-driven to innovation-driven, and we should catch up with the new trend. It is of vital importance to change made in China to created in China. The government will strengthen financial support and further develop angel investment, venture investment, industrial investment, and so on. Xu Shaoshi says that China believes many will join in, including small and medium-sized entrepreneurs, scientists, and engineers, people returning from abroad, college students, and migrant workers, and this will push forward mass entrepreneurship and innovation and promote balanced economy development, she said.
Okay, let's look at the international news. On March the 12th in Ohio, the U.S. Republican presidential candidate, real estate tycoon Donald Trump, faced a violent confrontation. A man tried to rush to the podium to hit Donald Trump and was tackled by Secret Service.
So folks, here's what happens. I will call up Kerry, the president. I guess I have to do it myself. I know it's not.
A day earlier, another rally scheduled to be held in Chicago was canceled in case of the flare-up of disturbance, where supporters and opponents of Trump got into fights. However, later in that day, Trump claimed that the confrontation was related to ISIS. He even tweeted a video showing his evidence. For Trump's personal speculation, many experts said this was like a farce, and he was criticized for advocating violence and provocation.
It's been 5 years since an offshore earthquake spawned a massive tsunami along Japan's northeastern coast. The nation came to a standstill at 2:46 p.m. on March the 11th for a minute's silence, commemorating the moment when the 9.0 tremor struck, leaving nearly 16,000 people dead. More than 2,500 are still unaccounted for and presumed dead. The tsunami also triggered the worst nuclear disaster in a quarter of a century. Japanese Prime Minister Abe Shinzo said by the end of this summer that the frame of 5 years will be determined to support the reconstruction of the work of the new framework.
It is true. Many people still live in temporary houses, sometimes in very hard conditions. I feel very sad thinking about how they must feel.
Abe said that the plan made summary policies to revitalize Fukushima that suffered from nuclear accident.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. On March 13th, 2016, a terror attack hit the Turkish capital Ankara on Sunday for the second time in less than a month, killing at least 34 people and injuring 125 others, including 19 in serious conditions, according to the Turkish health minister.
China's tallest skyscraper, the Shanghai Tower, is expected to be open for business soon. The 632-meter tall tower is second only to Dubai's Burj Khalifa. The world's tallest building, a high-speed elevator has been installed to take visitors to a viewing platform on the 119th floor in just 55 seconds.
A report by the Supreme People's Court on March 13, 2016, said China will set up an international maritime judicial center in its latest bid to protect national sovereignty and maritime rights.
On March 13, 2016, Go master Li Sudo wins against AlphaGo program. AlphaGo had been playing well up until the middle of the game, but at move 78, Ms. Li played brilliantly. Speaking after his victory, Ms. Li said, "I've never been congratulated so many, because I've won one game."
On March 13th, Xi Jinping highlighted theoretical and technological innovation as the key to upgrade the country's military and national defense. Speaking to national lawmakers from the military, at the ongoing annual parliamentary session, Xi said the future of the People's Liberation Army hinged on innovation and reform.
Market sentiment toward the Chinese currency will return to being rational and normal, the People's Bank of China Governor Zhou Xiaochuan said on 12th March. When asked on Saturday whether the currency stabilization was temporary or long-standing, Zhou said, "It is difficult for him to predict the exchange rate movement in the market," but said, "Despite volatility, calm and normalization always follow a period of turmoil." So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sport news. Let's first focus on football news. Guangzhou Evergreen got a much-needed 3-0 home win over Changchun Yatai after defending championships opened the new season with a shock defeat last week. Jackson Martinez made his home debut to justify his lofty price tag when he sent the ball into the roof of the net. Ricardo Goller doubled the lead 8 minutes later out of a cross from Zheng Zhi. Martinez returned the favor and assisted Goling for a header in the second half to seal the deal. Bad news for Evergreen is a weakened defense line after both Kim Yong-go and Zhang Lingpeng were substituted with injuries.
I have to give thanks to my teammates. They have helped me a lot. I think we're super talented, but now we need to work harder. This is just the beginning of the new season.
China's Lin Dan has won his 16th singles title at the All England Badminton Championships with a victory over his teammate Tian Houwei. The 32-year-old took only 45 minutes to win 21-9, 21-10 in the final. In the women's competition, Wang Shixian of China went down to Nozomi Okuhara of Japan in a third set tiebreaker in the final of women's single event. This is Japan's first singles win at an event in 39 years. In the women's doubles event, Chinese pair of Tang Yuanting and Yu Yong clinched silver after losing to a Japanese duo in straight sets 21-10, 21-12. An elephant polo tournament organized as an annual fundraising event is now underway in Thailand. This year's King's Cup Elephant Polo kicked off in Bangkok with 10 teams competing during the 4-day event. The participants are made up of local Thai celebrities, professional horse polo players and even former rugby players from New Zealand's All Blacks team. During the tournament, the elephants consume high-energy food daily. Most of the elephants are those who normally walk the streets with their mahouts or minders, or elephants working long hours in trekking camps.
It's a very, very challenging event. Playing polo on elephant is quite unusual. When you tell people what you're doing, I say, I'm going to Thailand to play elephant polo. And their first question back is, you mean on elephants? And I say, well, yes, of course.
Russia's five-time Grand Slam winner Maria Sharapova has received a provisional suspension starting this Saturday for failing a doping test during January's Australian Open. The 28-year-old admitted she tested positive for meddonium, which she had been taking for 10 years for health issues. Sharapova suggested no sign of retirement and said she still wants to get back on the court. Sharapova is currently sidelined with a forearm injury. She hasn't competed since losing to Serena Williams in the quarterfinals of the Australian Open. That's all for sport. Let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to entertainment. Stick to the channel, and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight.
Do you have a penguin friend? Mr. D'Souza has one. He is a retired bricklayer and part-time fisherman. He discovered a tiny penguin languishing on rocks in 2011 and nursed it back to life and then released it back into the sea. He was astonished when just a few months later, the penguin returned to the island and followed him home. Now the penguin has spent 8 months of the year with Mr. D'Souza and the rest of his time breeding off the coast of Argentina and Chile. Isn't it a touching sweet story? But maybe it's just because the penguin recognizes Mr. D'Souza as another hotting chubby penguin. Have you thought about how great a birth party could be? Here's a party that can definitely meet all your imagination. Maya's father, an American Maya's father, an American lawyer named Thomas J. Henry, hired a team of 150 event planners to organize the party at the purpose-built venue. Decorated with 30-foot-tall cherry tree in full blossom, wall of roses, fountains, a garden room, and a ballroom with butterflies suspended from the ceiling. 600 guests got invited, and even Pitbull and Nick Jonas performed on the party. In order to show how much he loves his 15-year-old daughter, the father threw $6 million. And after hearing this, do you still want to talk about your 15th birthday party? Do you think you can meet British Queen on the street? Gear top drag Her Majesty into their jeeps as they hire a Chinook helicopter at Woolwich Barracks. But she is just an impersonator that looks so real. After disrupting traffic and causing controversy around London War Memorials over the past few days, all eyes were on what bosses behind the BBC's Top Gear would do next. Oh look, the Queen impersonator seemed to be enjoying himself with all her royal accessories, including handbag, gloves, and necklace. Recently, a bunny and a fox dominate our social network and people seem to really like them. It is Zootopia, a movie that earned $50 million at the US box office during its second weekend. and according to the industry estimate on Sunday, it has won a total of $153 million that follows a record-setting debut for Disney Animation Studios. This is really a movie you shouldn't miss, and what's more important is, listen up, boys, you really need to learn how to cheer girls up from that little fox. A 9-year-old boy named Jacob Tremblay wins Best Actor at the Canadian Scream Awards for his breakthrough performance in Room. His performance in Room is truly impressive, and after the ceremony, lots of adults fought to take a photo with this little star. What I'm gonna say is, Jacob, you won the prize at 9. Do you know how those nominees feel as they are almost 20 years older than you? What qualities do you think an instant online celebrity need? There are criteria suit for almost all the Wanghong. Wanghong usually refers to those online celebrities who have lovely faces, slim figures, and all kinds of luxury items appearing in their selfies evidently. But there's a unique one in Japan. The girl is over 200 kilograms, and the reason why she became famous is her terrible imitation of Beyoncé. But in the end, it turned out that people quite like her sense of humor and confidence. So now, I'm seriously thinking, if I can accidentally become famous on the internet, since I've got every feature on her. There are a bunch of stars showing up on the show of Chanel 2016, including Jay Joe. The attendance of Jay and his wife Hannah was high-profiled, though they wanted to keep the key low. At the show, Hannah is in a light suit of Chanel, and Jay Joe's brooch from Chanel was exquisite. The show is great, of course, but when can you bring your daughter, little Joe, to the show with you two? Recently, the eldest son of Beckham, Brooklyn, opts for a laid-back look in the beige distressed top as he enjoys a trip to Disneyland with his rumored girlfriend, Sonia Ben Ammer. Resting her arm on Brooklyn's shoulder, the brunette star beamed broadly as she walked around the park. They have maintained a close friendship after meeting in the Maldives over the 2015 New Year's holiday with their families. Oh my gosh, I have to say these two good-looking guys match so much. Are you satisfied with your brother's new girlfriend, Harper 7 Beckham?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Weekly Commentary. Today, I have two ladies with me, and I'm Feng Guorui.
I'm commentator Wang Jingyi.
I'm commentator Yang Shuang.
Well, welcome, Yang Shuang and Jingyi. And I guess you must be very experienced in terms of online shopping. Well, the March 15th has just passed, which is known as the International Consumers' Rights Day. Well, we're both aware that in China, there's still a long way to go for us to protect the consumers' right here in our society, and especially in terms of the online shopping. So do you want to say something about that?
Yeah, I bought a t-shirt on Taobao, and on the buyer's show, the t-shirt seems of good brand, and the pattern and color are good. But when I receive that, I'm totally astonished, because the clothes is like a rag without formal manufacture, and that makes me disappointed.
Oh, that's so sad. And did you do anything with that? And did you talk to the sellers that you want to get your money back?
No, the t-shirt is cheap and the post is too high. I just don't think it deserves that.
Mm-hmm.
Though I seldom shop online, the same situation still exists around me. One of my roommates once bought a pair of New Balance shoes online, but it turned out to be New Balance on the shoes, but not New Balance. She demanded a refund, and after a long time wait, thank God, she finally got her money back. There are so many fakes online, and I've also heard that someone ordered Ao Li Ao but got Ao Li Yue, ordered Mai Dong but got Bo Dong. And there's even a joke. A man bought a bottle of Sprite, but he felt it tasted a little strange. He looked at it and found that it was not Shebi, but Leibi. But he also found that he had won another bottle. He went to the shop again, but the shop assistant refused to give him one more, because on the lid it was not 再来一瓶, but 再买一瓶.
Wow, such a joke. But actually, that is the kind of fact of the market in China. And so who do you think should be blamed for, and who should take the responsibility for that?
I think the primary cause is a businessman. Many businessmen lack a sense of loss and honesty. They seek profits all the time and don't care about the customers' rights. At the same time, they'll lose their reputation forever.
Yes, that makes sense.
And I think the e-commerce platform and the sellers on it are also to blame. First, the sellers should, of course, be more careful and choosy when purchasing their products. This would not only do good to the buyers, but also help the online shops attract more customers. And though some people think that the platform has nothing to do with the fake products, I still feel that it should become more strict when it comes to the platform access and the regulation of the sellers. And it should also become more powerful when it comes to the protection of the customers, right?
Yeah, and because according to the latest data, there are about 8 million small sellers on Taobao last year. And actually, Alibaba is trying to do something about this problem, and actually, it spends $16.1 million a year just to fight against the counterfeits. But, you know, the result is still unsatisfied. So, do you think any government places should also be responsible for this?
In my perspective, the Administration for Industry and Commerce are supposed to take the blame for this phenomenon. Part of it is due to the inability to enforce agreements, and the lacking of laws and regulations enables many illegal businessmen to take advantage of the loopholes and sell fakes.
Yeah, indeed. And those departments should indeed take more regulations and indeed should do more to prevent this kind of problems.
And also, I think the customers should be more sensible. Always remember that there's no such thing as a free lunch in the world. And quality product can never be bought with such little money you may just have paid. It is true that sometimes we are able to distinguish the fake products from the genuine ones, but we just fail to do so. And in these cases, of course, it's ourselves to be blamed.
Yes, of course, because everybody wants some luxury and famous brand, but you just imagine that, is it possible for the LV bag just sold at price about 500 yuan? And obviously, it is impossible. So when we're trying to buy something on the internet, so we should just be smart. Well, according to another piece of news, there is a group of people who are actually fighting against the counterfeits and who are fighting against those fake product sellers, and they even make money from it. And according to some other reports, that this kind of people, they are actually making a lot of money from it, from the sellers, from the factories, but they claim that they are doing something well for the society. They're just fighting for the consumers. So what do you think of that? Do you think they are really doing something good, or they're just trying to take advantage of this?
Yeah, I'm for the professional people who fight against the counterfeits. Their work sometimes is more efficient than the government, for they devote a great deal of time in analyzing and buying. They enlarge the social influence of fighting against the fakes and attract the whole society to attend positively. So what do you think?
I don't think it's a decent job, although they may do some help in decreasing the fake products. But that's not their initial purpose at all. All they are doing is to exploit the loopholes of the laws and to make as much money as possible. And what's more, in many cases, after getting the money they want, they will not care about whether the online shops continue to sell the fake products anymore. So their contribution in supervising the online markets may not be as big as we think.
Yeah,
yes.
I think their existence is necessary. And for example, America has a special department for anti-counterfeit. And it will benefit a lot if we standardize the team for anti-counterfeit. So the kind of thing you said will not come up anymore.
Oh, that's right. And maybe we can get some help from such special group of people. But I think more importantly, we consumers should depend on ourselves. We can be more sensible. We can learn to resort to laws. As long as we have the sense of protecting our own rights, there aren't that many ways out.
Well, as for my opinion, I think what they're doing is partly good because when they're trying to fight for the consumers, and because for most consumers, we don't have much time, energy, and resources, and even money to fight against those big factories or those big sellers, but they can. But they take this as their profession, as their occupation, so they just have their time and experience to fight for the consumer. And actually, the consumer can benefit from this kind of people. And actually, I think these people, they're actually helpful to the society in some extent. But actually, they're also hurting the whole factories because all they want is just the money from the factories, from the sellers. Some of them, they go to their own pocket, and some of them, they return to consumers who ask them to fight for them. But I think this will not help the whole industry to correct the action of still make the counterfeits. So I think maybe we can just get them together and maybe the country can establish a department just to fight against those fake product sellers or factories. And even they can establish a company so that there will be more regulations and also their actions will be more transparent and the public can have the right and can have the access to supervise what they are actually doing and how much money they're charging for that and what kind of changes that they're actually bringing to the society. I think in this way, this kind of people could have a different kind of effects in the society. And what do you think?
That's a good idea. And in my opinion, I think we should divide this kind of people into two groups. One group aimed at protecting other consumers' rights, and the other aims at making money. And I think maybe the latter is more useful than the former one.
So it's for us to fight for the anti-counterfeit. Only by making anti-counterfeit conventional can we maintain a normal market order.
Okay, and that's all for today's commentary. Thank you all for listening. And we hope that in the future, there will be less counterfeits in the market, and there will be more good product in good prices for consumers. I'm Feng Guorui, see you.
I'm Wang Jianyi, see you.
I'm Yang Shuang, see you.
Thank you, Yang Shuang and Wang Jianyi. Here's the living tip. The central heating is going to be turned off. Remember to keep warm in the dormitory. These are the selected news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focuses on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. I'm Liu Shijin. See you.
And I'm Xu Jingtian. See you.